some time now to remember Stat News science journalist Sharon Begley. Well, that doesn't even come close to describing her impact on the world of science journalism. Her cover stories for Newsweek sold out. Her column in the Wall Street Journal was a favorite of famous scientists. A non-smoker, Sharon passed away at 64 on Saturday from complications of lung cancer while she was trying to finish a column about lung cancer. Sharon was a regular on Here and Now, and we've invited her editor, Gideon Gill, for some remembrances, but also to get across what she was trying to get across in her last week of life. Gideon, what a loss for the world of science journalism, but also for you. We're so sorry.
Thank you, Robin.
How would you describe Sharon Begley?
Sharon was really a giant in science journalism, both for the clarity and sharpness of her writing, as well as her voice. She, you know, as an editor, you're in some ways a teacher, and but she taught me way more than I ever taught her. She taught me about questioning everything. Staying curious, writing with such beauty. She had such ability to turn a phrase. I remember she once wrote about a particular kind of genetic molecule called a gene drive, and she wrote that they were as readily available as tea cozies on Etsy. But at the same time, she also could wield a surgeon's scalpel in her writing, and so. Back in 2017, one of my favorite things she wrote was about, she wrote a number of stories about sickle cell disease and how neglected people with that disease are, both by researchers. It's improved a little bit in recent years since she wrote these stories, but also about the terrible care that many people with sickle cell get. And, you know, she just wrote a simple declarative sentence: the U.S. healthcare system is killing adults with sickle cell disease.
We will link people to those gutting stories of Black patients with sickle cell disease. It's referenced in the beautiful obituary that was written about her, in which we also learned that James Hansen, you know, the top climate scientist, said she was at the top of the science reporting class. She was science writing royalty. She wrote about everything from quarks to caveman crooners to plants, anti-aphid defenses. But just tell us, what did she want to communicate about the kind of lung cancer that she had, a non-smoker?
Yes, so several months ago, so she was first diagnosed in July. When she started feeling a little bit better, she said to me that she wants to write about, she wants to do some research and write about lung cancer in never smokers. And what she found, and this, we're actually going to be publishing her last story next week. And so I'll just, you know, among the things she found is that there's a lot of debate about whether lung cancer is actually, there's some indications it's increasing in people who were never smokers, particularly in women. Half of the lung cancer cases in women are among never smokers. And the type of cancer, the cancer is not the same. Its characteristics are different in people who have never smoked than the kind of lung cancer that people that once did smoke or current smokers have. And that creates, that means that different treatments might be in order. There hasn't really been much attention paid to this until recently, and I think that's part of why she wanted to write this story.
Well, we will pay attention when it comes out. And just from what we knew of her, that seems so appropriate. She was writing it up until, you know, up until her death.
Yes, her husband sent me an email last week, just before she died, to say that he wrote to me, quote, "I did not read it, but know she put a lot of work into it. And from my listening post across the room, she was still the same sharp reporter and writer as ever, though her energy and ability to concentrate were flagging. She struggled to finish it and was so happy when she filed it with you. Given the subject matter, I hope you share my sense that if this proves to be the last thing she ever published, how fitting that would be."
That's Gideon Gill, editor at STAT, the health and medicine publication, speaking about his colleague, one of our favorites, Sharon Begley, who died this past Saturday from complications from lung cancer, a non-smoker. And we will be reading her thoughts on that. Gideon, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Sharon Begley is survived by her husband, Ned Groth, her sister, Barbara Suzuki, her children, Daniel and Sarah.